on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're back to school. It's, you know, we're heading close to mid-September, and a lot of kids already in school for weeks. And we recently heard of a welcoming video to staff and, you know, others working in a school district on the West Coast, on the left coast, some of us call it, that it's just kind of, I don't know, head scratchers. Like, why would you put a video together like this? And we'll get you the details. That's the tease. I want to welcome into the conversation Walker Wildman. He's the CEO and a member of the board of directors for AFA Action. That's the government affairs affiliate of American Family Association. And Walker's also vice president of American Family Association. The websites for each of those, AFA Action is afaaction.net. The other website being afa.net for American Family Association. Walker, thanks so much for taking the time to walk through the topic we'll be getting to here momentarily. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Steve, glad to be with you and glad to speak with your audience today.
So for those maybe unfamiliar with AFA, can you walk them through briefly the mission of the organization?
Yeah, American Family Association was founded in 1977 by my grandfather, Don Wildman. And one of the primary reasons that he founded the organization is because he was really disgusted with the phone television. At the time, there were only a handful of channels available. And it seemed like every time he turned the channel, there was somebody being murdered, beaten, there was sex, profanity, violence, etc. And so he started American Family Association with the goal of advocating and advancing Christian values in a biblical worldview in society, culture, and entertainment. And so that's what we're doing today here at American Family Association.
Well, I certainly appreciate the work that your grandfather and your family's done for decades now. Next year, 50 years. It resonates with me. The station you're on right now signed on the air in September of 1976. So this month we're celebrating 50 years of ministry. And it, I will tell you, Walker, although you know, just meeting you, but we've been co-laboring with you for a long time and appreciate all the work that you continue to do. So let's walk through this story that we became aware of. The 2026-2027 school year off to a start in Portland Public Schools with a video that may shock many of our listeners. Shock because of the content, but not surprise.
Yeah, this has to do with Portland Public Schools, obviously in the state of Oregon. And what they did here is they did a welcome back to school video for Facebook, for social media, for the parents and students. And the problem comes about 60 seconds in or 2 minutes in when there's a transgender drag queen that is displayed and presented in the video to welcome the students back to school. And so this is problematic on so many levels, but just to highlight a few. The first reason this is problematic is because this isn't the role of schools to indoctrinate our children on transgenderism and how to cross dress and have gender dysphoria. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we are absolutely wasting taxpayer dollars on this level of indoctrination. And so this was very concerning to see. It was very blatant, in your face, tax dollars spent to promote transgenderism and drag queens. And it sends a very morally confusing message to America's young people, specifically the students within Portland Public School District. And so this is a travesty on multiple levels, but at the end of the day, this type of ideology that is rooted in deceit, it is rooted in ungodliness, should not be put upon America's school children.
Yeah, you know, as I think back to the 2024 election, you know, you would think left-leaning organizations and people with ideologies that line up with LGBTQ plus community would have gotten the memo that America doesn't want this. Even after the election, to see this kind of thing continuing and not just here and there, it's as, you know, maybe as strong as ever. It's clear that they are resolute in their desire to infiltrate our public schools and to indoctrinate our youth with their ideology. And I say that because I want it to be a call to action to the body of Christ, the Big C Church, to be ever more so resolute to represent biblical worldviews and be visible in our school boards meetings and serving, you know, in positions like that. And, you know, more importantly, Walker, I'd say, to have those conversations with your kids, you know, have it start at home. How important is that? You know, we're talking about public school, but you know, even though we would hope for better than this, the truth is often public school is a babysitter for, you know, families who maybe both parents are working or single parents. But how important it is to not just pass them off, whether at public school or at Sunday school, you should be that voice. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Well, discipleship primarily starts in the home. And so it's the responsibility, the God-given responsibility and duty for parents, which is mom and dad. There's no other definition of parents that stands, that has any standing here. It's the responsibility of mom and dad to disciple their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord and the teachings of Scripture and God's holy word. And that is absolute truth. And so that's the primary responsibility that we must not lose sight of, so that when our children are faced with adverse ideas or non-truths, they can think critically through them and understand how to combat falsehoods. But the fundamental problem in this instance is our 4-year-old, our 7-year-olds, and our 12-year-olds shouldn't have to be faced with drag queen story hour and cross dressers. And so that's kind of the second layer here. And so it's twofold. Parents have to do their job to educate and to train children in a biblical worldview. And then beyond that, the society writ large, including the school system, should not be combative of the truth here and running contrary to the truth here. And so that's our objection to Portland Public School District and the problem with presenting this. And the last thing I'll mention is, as a culture, largely, we have to be tethered to what is true. And this isn't just for Christians or just people of faith or whatever type of category you want to fall in. The fact of the matter is there is absolute truth in the world. One of the absolute truths is that God created us male and female. Now, people may not like that. They may have gender dysphoria. They may say I'm homosexual, whatever. That doesn't counteract the truth that God created us male and female. And so as a society, and especially in the education system, we have to embrace that truth that God created us male and female, and you can't go back and forth and change your sex. The truth is the truth.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you pushing that message and communicating to our listeners as well as others that are finding the content that you provide at afaaction.net. That's afaaction.net. Walker, we're up against a break. I'd like to continue more on this conversation. Can you stay with us?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Okay, we're going to come back. You know, we've talked a little bit in this segment about what we would hope and really command that our public schools not be teaching our children. And take a reminder at where education should go if you're putting your kids in public school. That and more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We return to our conversation with Walker Wildman, Chief Executive Officer and member of the Board of Directors of AFA Action. That website I've already mentioned, afaaction.net, the Government Affairs Affiliate, American Family Association. He's also Vice President of American Family Association, AFA, that is afa.net. Walker, thanks for staying with us through the break.
Absolutely. Glad to continue this conversation.
Well, these positions you hold, they keep you busy. There's lots.
Yeah, busy lots of... and liked by some and hated by many.
Yeah, well, and you know, we're I know you're a man who appreciates the word of God, and we're reminded in scripture not to marvel when they hate us. I'm glad that you're well prepared for that. You know what our listeners should be praying for all of us as believers, as we, you know, combat the things we're talking about in our conversation here, is that God loves our enemy in that he sent his son to die for them as much as he sent his son to die for us. And as we deal with these different conversations, today on drag queens showing up in welcoming videos for public schools, things being pushed by the LGBTQ+ community, that we are ambassadors for Christ. We're image bearers. And in these conversations, people should be able to tell that by the truth we share, the truth in love. As I've gotten more gray hairs, Walker, I've learned that I don't need to be red-faced and loud and sweating to be on the side of truth. And before we jump back into our conversation on the current topic in public schools, do you want to speak to that at all as far as how we should be representing?
Yeah, I mean, the scripture, the Bible talks about being of a good name, of a good reputation in your community, in your town, in your city, in your state. And so we need to do that to the best of our ability by being a good witness and following the tenets of scripture. But at the same time, you have to understand that there, even if you are as nice as you can be and as truthful as you can be, unfortunately, we live in a fallen world, and there will be people who still don't like you, don't like your opinion, your viewpoint, your faith, and some will even hate you, is what Jesus himself said, because they first hated Jesus. And so it's a dual mandate to speak truth, and to also carry a good name and do so in love. And at the end of the day, everything that we do as Christians ought to be out of love and compassion for our neighbor, whether it's speaking the truth on human sexuality, abortion, or whatever the hot button issue is of the day. We do so because we want the world, including unbelievers, to know the truth of God's word.
Yeah, and wanting them to know the truth and to find a relationship with Christ, I couldn't think of a better definition of love. And a quick reminder too, you can't argue someone into heaven. You need to be equipped and prepared to share the truth that is in you, and then let the Holy Spirit do that work. At any rate, let's move on. The conversation started in our first segment about a video in the Portland Public Schools welcoming staff and students back to the school year for the 2026-2027 school year. And part of that video included a welcoming from a drag queen, Poison Waters, whose legal name is Kevin Cook, identified in the video as an advocate, educator, and host. And we talked in the first segment a lot about how, yeah, this isn't what we want for our children in public schools or the indoctrination that comes along with it. And I thought it important, Walker, to remind the public schools and remind our listeners that what they can be telling the public schools, what we do expect from the public schools. What would you say that is that we do expect from them in way of teaching our kids?
Yeah, well, from a very high level, we need to be teaching things like math, like reading, like arithmetic, like true history. So those are just some of the core subjects. Of course, there's many other subjects as well to be taught. But nonetheless, nothing that comes from the education system, whether it be private, public, or otherwise, ought to be built on falsehoods. And so when you present a drag queen to intro welcome your students for the school year, well, you're presenting them with a false message that man can become woman and woman can become man. And as a matter of fact, we don't know what a woman is. And so we just, the kind of the basic starting point for education is that we don't present falsehoods. And so that's the message that parents ought to be sending to schools. But also, aside from this particular story out of Portland, we just want schools to educate the children on the core skills needed to be successful, flourishing adults and to contribute to society in a positive manner. And this is something that our education system, in large part, has been doing well for the last, 100 plus years. And so we just got to get back to the basics. And some schools and some districts have figured it out. They focus on core subjects. They don't do indoctrination. They respect parents, and they are in alignment with their communities and their values. And so those are the types of things and types of messages that we need to be sending to our school administrators and our school boards and our teachers.
Yeah, well, it's a scary thing to send kids off, whether it's public, private, if you've got your child in a Christian school, we mentioned in the first segment, you really need to be part of that education and walking through the curriculum with them, trust what you know about the truth of God's word and make sure it's being applied where your children are being taught outside of what you're doing with them. Walker, I forget where I saw it. I wish I could remember, but I did see in the last year or so someone from public education, when it came to topics like this, saying, when those kids are here, they are ours. How important it is for parents to realize that is not the case and to clearly communicate that to the school districts any school that the kids are attending.
Yeah, any type of time a politician or anyone says, these are our children or we need to treat them like the community's children, that's red flag number one. That's just fundamentally not true. Children are, the parents have primary authority over the children, God-given authority over the children and their offspring. That's been a natural law right since the dawn of mankind. And so that's the parents' jobs. Now, parents send their kids to an education setting with the hopes of the children being educated. So that's the expectation here. But they're definitely not, quote unquote, our children. They're the children of the parents that gave birth to them. And so we just have to keep hammering home that message. And, there can be problems. One thing I encourage people with is that when it comes to public versus private versus homeschool and all the various things in between, the fact of the matter is that Christians ought to be involved in all facets of American education. There's not one, part of American education that we should abandon, whether it be public, university level, et cetera, because the fact of the matter is, regardless of what education you choose for your children, there are millions of other kids that are being submitted to these other versions of education in America. So we've got to be involved in all levels and all types of education so we can speak truth into these systems.
All right. Well, Walker, as we head towards the end of our conversation, I want to give kind of action steps for the KLYT listener across the state, whether you're listening in Las Cruces or Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, Portales, or Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho, Bernalillo in central New Mexico. As we're sending our kids off to school, even though Stories like this from Portland may not have made local headlines. What are the chances, Walker? I think you've got a pulse for what's happening across America. What are the chances that something similar to this is happening in their community? And what are some steps parents can take to remain attentive to their children's educational environment?
Well, this instance in Portland is pretty blatant and pretty in your face. And there are maybe other examples around the country where this type of stuff has happened, although I wouldn't say it's rampant. But it's something that we need to be aware of as parents. And some of the introductions of gender ideology and transgenderism, et cetera, is being introduced more subtly in books or videos that are just being played and read and consumed in the classrooms without the parents' knowledge or consent. So that needs to be a topic that you have with your children and your administrators and teachers as well. But the main thing that we encourage people to do is to be involved. Be involved in your child's education. Know your teachers. Know the teachers' names. Have their phone number. Have regular conversations with them. Be involved with the school board. Communicate with other parents that are involved in the school. And just be involved in the community so you know what's going on. You have your ears on the ground and you're knowledgeable on what's going on. And if something comes up that you're concerned about, then let your voice be heard with your local administrators and those in charge. So we just got to have parental involvement, parental engagement. And if you want to run for school board, we encourage people to do that as well.
All right. Well, Walker Wildman, Chief Executive Officer at AFA Action, has been our guest today, afaaction.net. Walker, as we head into the fourth quarter of 2026, November, what do you want to let the listener know about some tools that may be available to them when they go to the website at afaaction.net?
Yes, big midterm election, first Tuesday in November, and congressmen and senators all around the country running for federal elections. You got governor, statewide office as well, and then local officials on the ballot as well. And so we produce a one of the most advanced and beneficial voter guides in the country called iVoterGuide.com. And so I encourage your listeners to go to iVoterGuide.com, key in their voting address, and use the voter guide there to be an educated and informed voter. And of course, everyone needs to vote on the first Tuesday in November in this midterm election.
All right. And other useful information you'll find on the website as well, other than just during elections. We would encourage you to be connected with afaaction.net. It is a nonprofit organization. Prayerfully consider how you might support them, not only financially, hopefully financially, but prayerfully. And you know what? Even words of encouragement to connect with them and let them know how much you appreciate the work they're doing. Sometimes I know in a nonprofit organization, Walker, you can feel a little bit like you're in a vacuum if you're not hearing from the people that you're serving. So we see what you're doing and we appreciate it. And we also appreciate the time you took with us today.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me on the program.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.